matter how a relationship ends, you want the other person to think you are doing better without them. And that goes extra when there are kids involved. We have a Facebook message in front of us from a man who might be involved in a nightmare scenario. And for some reason, he is specifically looking for Tommy's advice, even with what he has on his head right now. Which is strange, because any advice from Tommy ends up with you in a nightmare.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So we have in front of us a Facebook message from a guy we're going to call Dave, because we're trying to protect the innocent here. Dave asked us to change his name, because there are some things in this message that apparently people who know him don't know yet.
Okay.
And we've said this 1,000 times. We'll say it again. We are not therapists. No. It is very – I do feel uncomfortable people writing us like this. But every time we bring up a Facebook message like one we brought up last week, we just get blasted with people looking for advice. And this man wants your advice specifically.
Oh.
He writes us, Tommy. Mm. Quote, I was hoping Tommy could give me some advice. He's Rochester's divorce expert. I am divorced with 2 daughters. My ex-wife and I got divorced in 2021. Our girls are now 10 and 12. She remarried a few months ago. I have had a longtime girlfriend. Right after the wedding, we decided to do an everyone vacation to Disney World with the girls. My ex, her husband, me, and my girlfriend. I was excited for this. My ex and I get along fine.
Yeah.
I get along better with her new husband. He's a really nice guy. He's great with my daughters. He's very respectful of our relationship.
Now, what could be the problem?
Things have changed.
Yeah.
As last week, my girlfriend and I broke up.
Oh, no.
Gee, I wonder what the argument was.
Why are you laughing at that?
I'm not laughing. I'm just laughing. Laughing in general.
He goes on.
I'm happy.
Speaking of his girlfriend, he says, she's moving out. I haven't told anyone but my closest buddy. I really don't want to go on this vacation now because it'll be me and my ex-wife and her new husband.
And you got to explain everything now. You're forced into revealing that information.
He goes on, that makes me feel like a third wheel. I don't want my ex to think she's doing better than I am when we're all together all week long. I also know that canceling because of this could make me look like even more of a little bitch. Very appropriate for bitch voice theater. Does not going on the trip make me look worse than going by myself with my ex-wife and her new husband? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, he specifically asked for your advice.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
You got to go.
You're going on the trip.
You got to go.
You say suck it up and go.
I don't even think suck it up. Bro, it's kind of a gift.
What do you mean?
No old lady going on a trip?
You're going to Disney with your kids.
Yeah. No, but like, but you can enjoy the kids. You don't have to listen to her. And obviously, she's walking around with the funja face all day because she don't want to be there. This is a gift. So what? And who cares what your ex thinks?
Oh.
Some people do. I know.
Why? Wait. You hide from your ex-wife who works with us.
Okay, don't use that as an example. I have not hid from my first wife.
Okay.
Who? She's in Chicago.
Are you sure she's still alive?
I hope not. But you pray, Pat, but you just don't
know. So wait, you see his situation as a
gift.
Okay.
Bro, you don't have to. It'd be super awkward, right? Especially if now she's got an issue. She's not happy in the relationship. And you're down there with her and that's a disaster.
You're saying if things were already going bad, why make it worse
right.
by going?
And you got to go for the kids.
Okay.
All right, because you can't shaft the kids because the whole trip is for your 2 daughters.
And I mean, 10 and 12 is that perfect Disney time too.
Right. By the way, you could do stuff at night. They're 12 and 13. You can go out and hang out.
Okay.
There's places to party now in Disney.
Okay, well, you're going to go out as a single man and go party in Disney while you're there with your ex-wife or new husband.
You don't have to trail with them. There's other places you can go.
Hey, well, I'm going to see you guys later. Have a good night. Where are you going? Nowhere. You have to be hanging out with everybody the whole time.
No, but like it's a certain point of the night, you can break off.
Okay.
They got the kids.
No, who said that? You just made that up. There's nothing in the story that says they have the kids.
No, they're watching the kids too. You can break off and go find some Florida tail.
I would think if I'm there by myself, they're going to try and push the kids off on me.
Yeah.
They're newlyweds.
You're the babysitter.
No, I would go the other way.
Yeah, no, I know you would try to do that. I'm telling you.
They want their mother. The mother. You got to sell it that way.
Oh, I didn't think of talking like that.
Yeah. What murder.
What murder?
No murder.
You got the perfect hat for that today, too. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Can he not go on this trip?
I do think he has to go because of the kids. I think that kind of forces your hand there. Because then, okay, you're going to have to explain to your kids, like, why you're not going anymore. They were probably looking forward to you coming along. Yeah, I think you got to go because of the kids.
Okay.
You know, if the kids got their own room, you got your little privacy at night.
No kid's going to, no, 10 and 12, they're not going to have their own room. Yeah.
Well, they could have a, like the couple of them could have a suite, and you got a little side room.
Okay, listen, listen, rich kid Pittsburgh.
No, but I can,
money.
As a single guy now, I can sit there and get wasted look at porn.
Nobody can afford a side room and a hotel room at Disney.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
I mean, a little room. Not a suite. Junior suite.
Average Disney trip, standard, for a family of four is now over $6,500. Right. For just a couple of days.
All right. That's on them. I'm over here. Single dad. One income.
I don't. Okay.
What?
252-WCMF. 252-9263. I mean, you think the vacation with the ex and the kids is a bad idea, period.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, if you're already in on it, and I get you want to do for the kids, you got to go because you're going to look like a huge dick bailing.
All right, I agree with you. I think we're all in agreement here. He has to go on the trip unless there's something we're missing. 252-WCMF. That being said, let's say we can go back in time.
All right.
And maybe it's his ex-wife's idea, her new husband's idea. They come to him and they go, we want to do this big family trip. Do you have the ability to say no before the trip is planned?
Oh, yeah. You say, well, I'll do my own thing with the kids.
Okay.
You know, we don't have to do everything together.
Oh.
I mean, nothing's been set in stone
yet. Sure,
You go do your thing, and I'll do my thing. You take them to Disney. I'll take them to Hershey Park.
No, but see, now you create
a day's drive.
But that's another problem.
What?
Right? Because if, let's say, they have the ability to take the kids to Disney, maybe you don't have that kind of income.
Right.
Well, now mom and new dad are winning at this whole parenting
game. But I
guess
if it doesn't bother you.
It's going to bother you.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't get into this financial arms race with these people if you don't have the bank.
No, I hear you. It's not like that happens with every divorced couple with kids ever.
But it's a mistake. Okay. It's such a mistake to start getting into this. You know, the kids are going to appreciate it more.
Okay, it's also a mistake to get drunk and go have a good time. But people do it.
I understand. But I don't think the kids care. Do you? Listen, you got your kids at their age.
Yeah.
I mean, you think they really care?
Oh, let's say in a hypothetical.
They just want to go there. They don't care who's paying for what's going.
I disagree with you.
All right, well, tell me. Okay, I don't know.
I mean, not that they'd be conscious.
Who's footing the bill?
I would be afraid of this. Let's say in a hypothetical world, tomorrow my wife and I split. My wife is going to take the kids to Disney, and I get to take them to Charlotte Beach.
Yeah.
Right? Like, my kids are going to have experiences and memories with my wife.
Yeah.
The best vacation of their life that I can't provide for them. That would bother me.
Okay.
And I think that's fair.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't keep up.
I understand.
And I think if you're playing a long game with these kids, it doesn't matter. The long game. When they're 25 and 30, I think it all comes out in the wash.
You're the most spoiled man I've ever met.
Those kids are going to remember.
Yes.
But will they regret? Will they be mad?
I don't know if
they'll be mad. Will they hold it against you?
How many stories do we tell about our dads on the air? Well, you're in your 60s. I'm almost 40.
Okay, but those are two really bad examples of dad.
A lot of it comes down to money.
Nah.
Who's going to remember except for you and me and everyone else that calls with stories like they're dead too?
But hold on. You and I had a rich father. You had a poor daddy.
No, he just didn't spend money on his kids.
But like your vacation and my vacations, I had a high end. You had a low end.
Uh-huh.
They both sucked because our dads were there.
Okay. No, I loved my dad. Like, my dad was my hero back then.
Yeah, but you were getting screwed. You didn't know it.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
It was a sham.
It wasn't until later when I grew up where I was like,
when he realized
wait a minute.
It wasn't until he realized that his dad was rich, but the family was
poor. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
252-WCMF, Facebook message from a guy we're calling Dave. He is asking for Tommy's advice specifically. Tommy's surprisingly coming out soft here.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying you got to do what you got to do.
Again, Dave's...
You can find your fun.
Ooh, find your fun.
No, but here's the thing. This has nothing to do. All right. Dave writes us on Facebook. Long story short, he's got an ex-wife. They've been divorced for a couple of years. She just got remarried. They have a 10 and a 12-year-old daughter together, this guy and his ex. He, his longtime girlfriend, his ex-wife, and their new husband, who he gets along with great.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, new husband. They're all going to go to Disney together with the kids. Everything's planned, ready to go. His longtime girlfriend is now moving out.
Yeah.
It sounds like she will not be going on the trip. He does not want to go on the trip because he says he doesn't want to be a third wheel, and he doesn't want his ex-wife to think she's doing better than him. Tommy goes, you got to go on the trip, which is great, until you realize the only reason you're saying that is because you think this guy's getting like a free vacation.
Not a free vacation, a freed vacation, because he doesn't have to take this ex who's obviously unhappy. Like, can you imagine if he didn't realize in the moment that she wanted out and he went on this trip with her, what that would have been like?
Look,
like, this chick gave him a gift of bailing before this trip.
I get what you're saying. What I'm trying to tell you, as a man who's never taken a vacation with kids, You do not have free time, even if there is another couple. You will not.
12 and 13, they entertain
us. 10 and 12. I don't know why you keep saying 12 and 13. 10 and 12 have said it multiple times.
All right.
You're not breaking off.
Yeah, your whole day is
and night. And night.
Not the night.
Yes, yes, the night. What murder?
You can slip away.
Do you think even if you went on this trip with your with his girlfriend, and let's say they had like a good relationship, do you think it would even be more awkward showing up and having like almost like two competing couples?
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, a couple and you're kind of like the third wheel, but
I would know. I would think the
because I would think like you feel like you gotta compete constantly with that with your even if you like your wife's significant other. Like you feel like you would have to like show off your relationship the whole time, and that seems like it would be stressful.
And okay. And as a guy bringing your girlfriend, you're in the worst position.
Why is that?
Because like you got to not only do this vacation, you also got to keep her happy.
Okay,
yeah,
right?
I mean, like there's a lot to balance there.
Where the wife of these kids can do whatever she wants, that dude has to make sure she stays happy. So you're in a worse position because you're navigating two things: your daughters and your bitch-ass girlfriend who's going to pull out on you soon and leave you high and dry.
By the way, she left before the vacation.
Yeah, I know, but
that's
now...
That's the smart thing. Knowing, that's a classy thing to do.
I listen, she did do him a gift, but not knowing that going on there, he didn't know it. Maybe she was unhappy.
He's doing a gift, Kimmy. We got a message coming in on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Hachiroku writes us, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I actually agree fully with Tommy. I think you're kind of roped into going whether you want to or not, but because the deal has changed slightly, since you will no longer have a partner with you, you have full rights to break away in the evening and go spend time in areas of Disney where you can do stuff like, say, drink alcohol.
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
Get high, do some edibles, have some fun.
For God's sakes, man.
Walk around, take in the view.
Steve writes us, she's definitely going to think she's doing better than you if you don't go. If you go and have a good time, she'll think, okay, he's doing all right. That's a decent.
It sounds like it'll make you look adjusted.
Yeah.
And you'd also have to pull that off, by the way, while it's there.
Let me say this. Any group trip you're going to take, like a lot of people go to Myrtle with multiple families and all that, if people drop out on that trip before you go, it's such a gift.
It's more money.
No, I don't care.
Okay.
If they drop... Yeah. It's a gift. It's less to deal with. Because then you got more baggage to deal with and more BS you have no control over.
Let's say me and my siblings, we're all going to rent a house in Hilton's Head.
Yeah.
Right, for all of our family and
everything planned out to a T.
And a month before, my brother and his family bails. I'm losing my effing mind.
Oh, are you kidding me? That's so dumb.
No, it's not so dumb.
You get so much space, so much less.
Yeah,
like,
and
you
I got to pay for it.
But every time you do something, I don't have to, what do you want to do? I don't like this. I don't like seafood. I don't want to do this.
I'm with Pat. I'd be actually pissed if somebody dropped out.
You don't understand.
We already planned this whole thing.
We had expectations.
Plus, like, if they're friends with the other kids, now you may have to do more.
Go make new friends down the beach. Go talk to those kids. They look like fun.
Go play in traffic.
Go meet some southern kids. What?
Aloha, my no.
Oh, they're not all southern kids are bad.
Really? I got one sitting in front of me right now.
Talking about. Great guy.
You know, Dave, as we're calling him.
Yeah.
That was close. He says in this Facebook message, I want to read a quote, you know, getting away from like the whole having to go on the vacation or whatever. Quote, my ex-wife got divorced in 2021. Her girls are now 10 and 12. She remarried a few months ago. My ex, her husband. Okay, here it is. My ex and I get along fine. I get along better with her new husband. He's a really nice guy. He's great with my daughters. He's very respectful of our relationship.
Great.
How many guys are buddies with their ex's new guy?
Like legit, not you're just playing games, but like you like the guy.
Like you look forward
to... It's got to be low.
You think so?
I'm guessing just in general.
I would think like the more time that's passed, I mean, this is kind of like not soon, but...
But we don't know how long this guy was in her life, right?
Yeah, I think like, I mean, I've seen people be cool after some time.
Oh, I'm not talking, I mean, it sounds like he's more than cool. Yeah. It sounds like he's like friends with this guy.
Yeah. I guess it depends how your ex treats him.
Okay.
In front of you might have a lot to do with it.
That would bother you.
No, how he handles it.
What do you mean by that?
Like, you know, she could be a real T-Watt, right? And you could go.
Way to
T-Watt.
Hide that, you idiot.
You
know. One of my worst Watt brothers is T-Watt.
There is a TJ Watt.
Yeah, T-Watt.
Yeah.
So, but if she's being a real T-Watt and like you're going like you kind of like.
Wait, so
better
what?
Him than me, man. Like, I'm kind of enjoying this now. Like, I don't have to deal with that anymore.
You're an evil human being.
I would have a little sympathy for him now because, like, now we both are sharing battle scars. You know what I'm saying? It's like that scene in Jaws when they're showing each other those marks on their body.
He's not going to come to you and talk.
Have you ever been bothered by an ex moving on? Like, have you ever seen your ex with another guy and got, like, a little bit jealous?
No.
That's a lie. Like, he's trying to sound tough. There's no way. Like, it is human nature. There is no way.
Like, I think that would kick in at some point. Like, even if you like the person, like, there would be little things that would bother you, especially if you were married.
Right, yes, but is it going to eat away? It should probably not. Okay, especially as you get older, you don't care.
That's a pro. Okay.
You don't. As you age. Look, if I was your age, maybe so, but I'm an old man, and
especially
I don't
when
give an F.
Kids involved, I would think.
You know, going back to like
some tension.
Okay, but like Kimmy, going back to the whole like, would you be friends with your ex's new guy?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, you know, we have seen in all of our lives women that'll divorce husbands and then find the exact same guy.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and they're married to that guy.
Yeah,
similar.
If you have a lot
there's
in common,
a type.
Right? If he is similar to you, I mean, you may have a You may get along well.
Yeah, you could.
I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing that an ex-wife does not enjoy watching her new man chuckle it up to the guy she couldn't stand to stay married to.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if you're the third man in, which, by the way, is a 10-minute gay misconduct, maybe you have to go out of your way to avoid becoming friends with her ex-husband.
But that sucks. Especially if you like the guy.
Yeah, but like
you're stuck on this vacation together.
But you said, you gotta protect what's at home first, right?
But it could be that moment where, like, she leaves the table and he leans in and says something about her. Do you agree with him? Like, let's say she walks away for a minute. What do you do? If he says something and you know he's right.
So I'm the ex.
I'm the ex. Jesus Christ. Can you believe her? And then what do you do?
There's no way I'm saying that. No, I'm not going to.
No, I'm saying it to you.
I understand. No, in
Right? You and me, right?
In neither situation am I TJ Watting. My wife or my ex-wife, because it's going to get back to her.
Who cares, man? By the way, if he's cool, maybe he keeps it quiet. You might bond over her Tijuana.
You're really putting a lot of faith in that.
No, I'm really drunk at this point in the evening.
Like, it's just so weird to me. Mm. Like, again, this is how selfish Tommy Muley is as a human being. Even in this scenario, which is clearly laid out by...
He just wants a buddy to talk crap with.
While he thinks he's on a free vacation without
kids. Wouldn't that be fun, though?
You're an idiot.
You could light up your ex with this guy. He's picking up the tab.
You're going to get everybody in trouble.
Who cares, man? We're having Disney.
I just want to see everything go to crap.
Yeah. No, but like you turn this guy's legitimate life crisis, this vacation with his ex-wife and her new husband and the kids, into a... fantasy where you're off getting laid, mother effing your ex to her new husband.
Don't forget about pornography in the room at night.
And you don't see your kids at all.
Yes.
You think Disney offers pornography?
I got it on my phone. Okay. I can just lay there naked in bed with a bottle of booze.
Naked?
Nice.
I'm over here naked in bed.
Little cheeseburger.
I bet you they block the porn sites on the Wi-Fi at Disney World.
No, they don't.
Bet you they do.
I bet you. Well, they probably don't own porn sites, but that's all in Montreal.
What?
No, but I bet you can get – you think I can't get
– Don't have this conversation. No,
he brought it up. He thinks my porn is blocked at Disney World like it's church.
Google it. I bet you – Does Disney Wi-Fi block
Why would
that?
They're very accepting about all lifestyles.
No, this isn't about lifestyle.
Yes, it is.
This is about sex acts on film.
That's a lifestyle.
Sex acts on film. That is a lifestyle, man, for a little
while. Well, it is.
Can't do it forever.
Well, no, 3-4 minutes.
Blow your back out. Why would it?
Yes, Disney World's free park Wi-Fi may block some websites.
No, but
that's
probably
all it says.
They don't say what websites.
Why? Of course, it would be porn.
That's
you're gonna have a guy watching porn walking around the Magic Kingdom.
So now I gotta leave the room and walk so I can get some porn Wi-Fi.
With that,
yeah,
let's take a break. If the allegations are true, this is a crime.
Oh,
yeah, it's one of those crimes where the victim could face blowback too.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's an argument to be made. If this person wasn't doing something wrong, they would have never been a victim in the first place. And when you find out how much cash was at stake here, Tommy, whatever this person was trying to keep quiet must have been big. Because it's an amount that most of us can only dream of.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, this story happened just south of us. And it starts with a 29-year-old woman. This woman was arrested last week after a complaint state police received about a month ago. And according to authorities, the victim called authorities and said the 29-year-old woman was extorting them.
All right.
The victim met this woman online back in April of last year.
Mm.
During their communications, the 29-year-old woman requested money of the victim. And when the victim refused, police say the 29-year-old woman threatened to expose their communications, causing significant embarrassment and ridicule.
Okay. All right.
That must have been enough to scare the crap out of this victim.
Mm-hmm.
Because, according to police, the 29-year-old woman got money out of this victim.
God damn.
Do you want to take a guess how much police say she extorted from this person?
Okay, so I know this happened to a buddy of mine.
Okay.
And in the end, his total payout was $10,000.
Okay, is that what you want to go with?
I'm going to go with $10,000.
$10,000. Kim, you want to take a swing?
I was going to say like $5,000.
$5,000?
Yeah.
According to police, the 29-year-old woman managed to squeeze $250,000.
Wait, this guy had a quarter of a million dollars?
Now, here's the thing. You say guy. We don't have a gender here. It just says victim.
This is a dude.
How do you know?
Bro, what dumbass woman is handing over a quarter?
Yeah, but I could see nobody would want like that type of interaction with somebody exposed, right? Your private messages.
Damn.
I mean, look, I think guy here, too, but there is no gender.
I get it, but.
So that $250,000.
Yes, in cash.
In cash came over a 12-month period, according to police.
And he had her.
And that's just it. This person just kept paying to keep whatever quiet.
I'm going
to
say, tell him.
The 29-year-old woman has been arrested, charged with felony grand larceny. She has a court date coming up. But the weirdest thing about this story,
yeah,
we don't know what the hell she had on whoever this victim was if the allegations are true.
Well, it sounds like the way I read it, these two were an item on the side.
I understand.
She threatened to expose.
But it also says, Tommy, only online communications. They met online. It doesn't say that they ever met in person.
No, but okay. It could have been photos.
Understood.
And all kind of nasty bits.
Look, I get that everyone's mind goes to sex.
Yeah.
And that for that kind of money, it's understandable. Mm. But there is nothing in the story that says this couldn't be something else.
What else would it be?
Maybe this person has a big-time job. He told them things about the job.
They
all of a sudden were whatever the information.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever information. It's not good.
Yeah.
Right? And if this was something relationship-wise, I mean, look, like you said, you're going to pay $250,000 over a year just to keep a relationship together? That seems like a lot of money.
Well, that's what the guy I know, like, she came back again after he already paid her 10, and he goes, tell her.
Okay.
I could care less at this point. Okay. Because you're just going to keep coming back.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy?
Yep.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being a monster, if the allegations are true, how bad would you rank the 29-year-old woman accused in this crime?
How bad would I rank her?
10 is a monster. 1 is, she's totally fine. Where does she fall on your scale of bad person?
Solid 7.
7? Okay.
Yeah.
Tommy, how about you?
Worse than normal.
I've been her at a 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she saw a sucker and took him for it.
So she broke the law. You know, also robbing,
I understand that.
Robbing someone is also seeing a sucker and taking him
for it. I don't always see this as completely
you don't think
lawless.
But you don't think there was a game plan here?
Like, it might have been, but you also got to
have like baited him or whoever this person is into saying the things that they said or sent.
I get it.
Can we back up one second?
Yeah.
Back it on up.
You just said, and I quote, I don't see this as completely lawless. The story that we're getting from the state police,
I understand,
where they are charging this 29-year-old woman with grand larceny for allegedly extorting $250,000 from a man she met online. That's the story you don't see is lawless.
No, but I...
Where the law is involved.
I get it.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
If you were a sucker and you get played and, you know, you weren't paying attention, you didn't read anything, and you gave her all that money, man, that's a tell.
Yeah, but we see this happen all the time, people taking advantage of vulnerable people.
Right, but some people are just suckers, man.
But you don't think that it was wrong of her to take advantage of somebody she saw as a sucker?
It was.
Nope, you said it wrong.
As a sucker.
Sucker. Sucker.
You a sucker, sucker.
Sucker!
So the guy I knew, like, he was a sucker. And, like, he paid twice.
Okay.
And, you know, then he finally woke up. But to me, that's on him more than her. She sees it. She almost looked like she saw a business opportunity here, man.
I just find it weird that you, being a massive sucker, let's remind all the audience that you legitimately believe that Terry Pegula was following you on Facebook, bragged about it.
Man, that dropped off. What's going on with him? Like, problem with the Sabres or something?
You are the most manipulatable man I've ever met in my life. Mm-hmm. And you're going, if there's a sucker, take advantage of a sucker.
What about this outfit says I'm a sucker?
Yeah, he's not going to be your best friend forever. I'm going to move up here and be a part of your job. It's going to be great. We're going to be friends forever. Hey. Yeah, Billy, this is going to be a great show. We're going to do it together. Hey, sucker. Just wait till I get my opportunity, sucker. 25DWZMF, we're talking about this story just south of us. A 29-year-old woman has been arrested after police say during communications with a man that she, or excuse me, I keep saying man because you're sullying my brain.
So you think it could have been a woman she was playing?
There is no gender in the story.
No.
It says during.
Yasby's suckering too.
After meeting a victim online and conversing, she requested money from this victim. The victim refused. The 29-year-old woman then, according to police, threatened to expose their communication, causing, and I quote, significant embarrassment and ridicule over a 12-month period. Police say the victim doled out $250,000 in extortion money to this woman. She has been arrested, charged with felony grand larceny. Let me ask you this question then, sucker patrola.
What?
Let's say you knew the victim.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that doled out the $250,000, right? Because we do not like to victim blame here in the break room.
Mm.
Do you feel bad for them?
Not to this degree, no.
You don't feel bad for the person that doled out $250,000?
Yeah. Bro, you doled out $250,000?
To try and, let's say it was a marriage situation. They got kids, they have a spouse, their life is going to blow up, it's going to destroy their reputation.
I mean, I feel bad for the guy, but Jesus Christ, man.
I literally just said, do you feel bad for the guy?
I do, but Jesus Christ, man.
Okay.
You do, but you don't.
So you wouldn't feel bad for this person that doled out the $250,000?
Oh, no, I was just saying that Tommy.
Oh, okay.
No, I would feel bad for them. I would feel worse.
I forgot, he also was cheating.
No, I know. See, in my mind, I was picturing
what?
Somebody.
What?
I have an image of the victim of these types of things, and it's always somebody like a lonely person looking for love.
Okay, in all the wrong places.
And I don't know why, like, that's what I'm picturing in this story. So, yes, if it's something like that where this person was just lonely and they really thought they could trust this person, or maybe they were going out of their comfort zone to try to please this person and that's where the embarrassing stuff happened, like, yeah, I would feel sorry for that person. If it is a cheating situation where you went out of your way to find this
person, the only way she can
I probably him. Don't feel quite as bad for
well, that's
that.
Probably the situation because the lonely guy who's, you know.
You want it to be that situation so bad, though.
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
this could be a lonely person with kids where they don't want their kids
a
to
lonely,
see any
sad,
of it.
Sap.
I mean, think about it
Sucker.
This way. If we're going to talk about a potential single person doing this and why they wouldn't want this to get out, there could be videos of them doing
that's what I'm saying. You just
stuff.
Don't want people to see it.
Which
I
you agreed to do
that.
In a camera.
Well, but again, you think that you
but,
are...
Yeah, you think
either
you're starting a relationship with somebody who, you know, doesn't live here. So this is, I guess, a...
It could
a way
also
to be
intimate. It could also be a kink that you just don't want other people to
know
about.
You know them kinks out there.
Everybody's got them, man.
Everybody got a kink. You're right.
All right, Kimmy, let me throw this hypothetical at you.
Sucker with a kink.
Oh, my God. Maybe that's their kink. You being a sucker. Kimmy, let's say you find out that I was extorted for $250,000 dollars because I started.
Sucker!
Oh, God.
I started online communication. Never touched the woman, never met the woman, but, you know, we go back and forth.
And you're a married man.
It is me. It is me in my life right
you're
now.
You're an idiot.
Okay. Do you feel bad for me?
I feel a little sorry for you because it's an embarrassing situation. I do feel sorry for you. I still think you're an idiot.
Do I deserve it?
To be exposed?
Do I deserve? No, because I wouldn't have been exposed. Like, what the other amazing thing is.
You paid. You paid it off.
Yes, I paid it off. The amazing thing in this story is we do not know the name of the victim. I mean, that's by design, right? So, like, it's funny. Like, this person worried about being exposed after giving up $250,000, they weren't exposed, right? This woman has been arrested.
Mm.
But, Kimmy, let's say I wasn't exposed, but I had to give up that money, and my wife is going to be asking, where'd this money go? Do I deserve the punishment I got losing that money for what I did online with this woman?
Kind of.
So you are victim blaming.
In your case, yes.
No, I mean, I'm every man in this scenario. It's all in
you know
me.
What it is though. I just feel like you are somebody that should know better. We talk about these stories all the time. You know, you always know it's a possibility.
But let's say you know moment of weakness.
I'm just trying to make it personal, like someone you know, so you can put a face and name on. Because let's be real here. Yes, we talk about these stories. I should. By the way, I love how that's your thing. Not you love your wife and children. You should be smarter because we see these stories.
Well, no. When you ask if you deserve it, I would be surprised that you didn't see this something like this coming.
But she said I was really sexy. Do you want to see me do this one thing?
So she's blind.
I feel sorry for you and your family because now your family's also, I don't know what that money was supposed to go towards, but it's going to affect your kids and your wife.
Just my kids' college education.
I mean, I've known guys that have blown up their lives with this stuff.
Yeah. Right?
And I do feel bad for them, but
you're all over the effing place.
No. But I do like making fun of them and telling you funny stories about what happened.
I really feel bad.
I like these guys. They were friends. I told you, I had one buddy, he bought a business. It was going great.
Yeah.
He blew it all for strippers.
That's a different story.
No, but he cheated and he lost. He lost his family. He lost his business.
But I kind of see it as the same
thing. No, but I'm
thing.
Saying like it's the same to, thing. Yeah. He got played.
All right.
These girls are not his girlfriends. They're just strippers.
Not yet.
It's a business.
But if I spend more money.
Or they would show up for coffee the next day.
You know, the other question that pops up here.
Yeah.
In a hypothetical situation, let's say this man is paying all this money.
Yeah.
I kind of keep saying man. Let's say it's a man paying all this money.
Yeah.
Not only is he stepping out on his relationship, right? He's also losing money that his partner could be counting on. Because $250,000, I don't care how rich you are.
Yeah.
You're going to notice.
Oh, it's going to hurt you in the shorts.
What is worse to that partner? The fact that they were having this online affair or the fact that you lost that $250,000?
Probably the $250,000, because it's going to hurt at first, but you can walk away from that relationship. You're never going to recover from that.
Yeah.
Losing that money.
Okay.
If that money's gone, that's going to stick.
All right. So, Kimmy, let's say your husband gets caught in this situation, right? He wants a woman that is attractive. And
Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was
too
a little much.
Far.
What
little
happened,
much.
Home team? A
little much.
Call me ugly. You find out he has this online affair, nudes go back and forth, and he loses $20,000 in extortion. Are you more
You really dropped the price of that cash.
Well, I'm trying to make it for, you know, we're on the same level here. Would you be more apt to leave him for the online affair, or would you be more apt to leave him for being extorted?
I think initially you're upset about the affair itself because it's all a shock at first. That's probably going to be the number one reason I point to it and say, hey, that's why I'm leaving you.
No physical touching, though. No touch.
Doesn't matter.
No touch. It's,
you knew what you were doing.
They were just flashing beef.
Flashing beef.
Don't say it back to him. He's going to keep saying it. He's like a toddler.
It's today's theme. Flashing beef.
You realize if you just let him say these things and don't say it back, he just be like, he loses interest in what's happening.
She's probably living in Equate.
South of us. South. Okay.
Okay.
Shut up. This would be the most expensive thing anybody listening to the show would ever do for themselves.
It sounds cool.
I mean, and here's the thing. Despite the insane price tag, to your point, it might actually be worth it.
Now, is it like it was when the dude was there?
What has not changed?
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Tommy, the last 2 years, has become a new Michael Jordan fan.
Yeah.
Because you watched The Last Dance.
Oh, fantastic. 10 episodes.
10 episodes of that.
He's a big yacht guy now. He's got a big-ass yacht.
It's because he moved down south.
Oh, yeah.
And to move down south, he had to sell the home he lived in Chicago.
Oh.
So he has a very famous mansion in a high-end suburb of Chi-Town. And it was on the market for 12 years.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, who's got the bank?
So he was initially asking $29 million for the home.
Mm-hmm.
It sold for, okay, I didn't write it down, you idiot. I think it was like a fraction of the price. I think it was like 11.95 million, something like that. Maybe 9.5, let's go with that.
All right.
So it's everything you think it is. It's got an iron gate in the driveway with the number 23 on the front of it, right? Like
9.5.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. Thank you. So he got a third of what he was asking for this mansion. But the person who bought it, Tommy, isn't using it as a residence. They are using it as a business opportunity.
This is brilliant.
Through Airbnb,
mm-hmm.
you can now stay at Jordan's mansion.
So what does it look like on the end? Is it all
the
stuff?
The amenities include a private stock fishing pond, zero entry infinity pool, professional grade putting green, personal movie theater, commercial gym, cigar lounge, bar/nightclub.
Cigar lounge?
Cigar lounge. Saltwater aquariums, multiple, a full basketball court.
Well, yeah, that has to be.
That he trained on.
Mm.
So if you want to spend Labor Day weekend, a 4-day weekend at Jordan's mansion, all of this can be yours for the low, low price of $120,920.
For the full weekend?
For the weekend.
Man, there's got to be a bunch of rich dudes that would love to do like a boys' weekend at this thing.
120,000.
Think of these rich guys.
That, you have your own like indoor aquarium.
No, but you don't have
cigar lounge and infinity.
But
pool.
He's an icon. Like you get to go.
Yeah, but he hasn't lived there in over a decade. You know what I mean? Other than maybe like the basketball court. I guess you might feel more of a connection to him than there.
I'm just thinking high-end
fan. I mean, you're
fan.
Just staying in a high-end house.
I mean, you think he's a global icon, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's beyond football, basketball reaches everywhere.
Yeah, you're right.
So I'm thinking like rich Asian businessman.
You always go Asian businessman. With
because they pay first, and they pay cash. The only thing that they're going to want to smoke in there.
Well, yeah, you got the cigar lounge.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No.
Shut up. Here's the thing.
Right.
It says the mansion can sleep 14 people. So if you do the math, as insane as this sounds, for a long weekend with 14 friends, it would work out to about $1,200 a night per person.
Sounds like a high-end hotel in Chicago.
I mean, that's just it. There are more expensive suites in hotels, like way more expensive.
You got the rent of the place.
You would need $5,000 a person to pull it off for the weekend, right? Because 5 times at 50, 40, yeah. No, wait, no, that doesn't add up.
It's a high-end boys weekend for, like, rich guys.
Hold on.
What? How much did you say the total was?
You said 1,200 a night.
Yeah, that's what I thought it worked. So 1,200 a night times 14 is what?
A lot.
No.
What?
No.
But we can't rent it because we can't do math.
Let me figure this out. How much is it total?
It's 120,000.
120,000.
Divided by 14. 14 people.
Divided by 14, yeah.
Divided by 4.
Okay, divided by 4.
Everyone just do something while we're figuring out the math.
No, you wouldn't have to divide it by 4. Yeah. It would be 120,000 divided by 12.
Which is?
Or 14, right?
14. I was trying to get per night per person. I'm trying
you're trying to get per
night. Per
night
per person.
Okay, well, it's over $8,000 total for the weekend per person.
So then it would be about?
$2,000 a night.
$2,000 a night.
All right.
How are we so bad at this?
Yeah.
That's why we can't go.
2,100 and change a night.
Well, how much? I thought it was $2,000. Per night.
All right, $2,100 a night. Is it the crazy? Would you spend $2,100 a night to go do this?
No, but I'm not a. I mean, I love Jordan. I don't love him that much. But okay. If I was a super rich guy, maybe I would.
But here's the thing: it wouldn't even be. I mean, yes, I get the draw is being a super fan of Jordan. 252 WCMF 252-9263. But you would never be at a place like this ever again for the rest of your life.
Oh, right.
This would be the peak experience of luxury of your life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of money. It's a full family trip to Disney for just you personally to spend 4 nights at Jordan's house. But you get to tell everyone for the rest of your life you had the run of Jordan's mansion. Yeah.
But you might as well plan on staying there the whole time, though, right?
I'm not leaving that property. Yeah. No, absolutely not.
You're just going there for the house and only the house.
You have everything sent to the mansion.
Well, that's just it, too. Like, the $8,000 is just where you're laying your head. Like, you would still have to pay for food. You would still have to pay for booze. Like, if you're going to have a party, you would have to cover all of that. Imagine the party you could have at that
place. There may not be. You may not be allowed to have a party.
Well, I got 14 of my friends. We're having a party.
Okay. Right.
I don't even have to invite anybody out. You would also have to find 13 other people in your life
willing to
spend $8,000 for
big of fans.
And you would also have to get there. Now you're bordering on like luxury European vacation.
Yeah. Right. Like what else could I do with that money rather than stay at a big old house?
Yeah, between flight, food, just staying at the house, you could be over $10,000 now. Per person.
Would you say, though, he's the greatest athlete in the last 50 years?
I would say he's the most iconic.
Iconic,
yeah.
Yes.
No, I think that's, yeah. I can't even imagine who would come close to that.
Right. So, I mean, he's top shelf.
Yeah.
Nobody bigger.
I don't think there's another athlete that could pull this off because, like, you know, I think LeBron James is a better NBA player. Don't text me. But, yeah, I wouldn't even think about spending.
Well, I'm trying to think, like, Tiger Woods would be another iconic. He's making the J.O., on Tiger Woods.
Well, no, I mean, no. Women were doing that on him. Lots of them.
Well, lots. Tiger Woods.
Bro, I mean, Tiger Woods doesn't come close to touching
Michael
Jordan.
Yeah, you know his
house
is so boring.
That's true. He is boring.
Well, no, I mean, we find out that he wasn't boring.
Maybe not. Yeah, true. Now that I'm thinking about
it. Yes, you're right.
Could find some interesting things in there.
I'm just trying to think of another person who would have that kind of power that people would flock just to his empty house.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I outside of sports, Michael Jackson, maybe.
Yes. Or Prince.
No, even Prince. I mean, I love Prince. I still, if you gave me
the
option.
Michael Jackson, but then again.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
Then again.
But here's the thing, man.
Don't go down that hall. And that area is real
dope. I was just talking about as far as icons go.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Not what you would want to do. Right. Although Michael Jackson does have a full, did have a full amusement park in his house.
True. He has a train.
Had. I don't, is that host, who bought it?
I think it's still there.
I think I looked this up. I do think it was sold, but it has a train and a train station.
Yeah. I don't want any part of that train. That train was not a fun train. At least as far as we know, based on allegations.
He did have a zoo.
Again,
you brought him up.
No, you asked me who was an icon, and now you start.
Well, you said they're icons.
Name them.
I'm trying to think.
That's what I'm saying. You can't stupid. Like if you're talking American icons of,
well, Tom Brady would be an icon. He is. You don't like him doesn't mean he's not an American icon.
Bro, that guy's boring. You want to go stay? He's kissing his son. No, he would have going to bed at 7 o'clock at night, getting on that train.
Well, there's a lot of kissing the mouths on all these joints, man. Don't worry about it. But he would have an unbelievable mansion.
He's boring, man.
You don't like him.
I don't like him. Nobody likes him. He's unlikable. 252 WCMF, Michael Jordan's Chicago mansion that took 12 years to sell. He initially asked $29 million for it. It sold last year, 2 years ago, for $9.5 million. It is up on Airbnb. The owner is using it, a new owner is using it as a business opportunity for Labor Day weekend. You can spend $120,000, 14 people. You get the private stock fishing pond, zero infinity pool, professional grade putting green, professional movie theater, commercial gym, cigar lounge, bar, nightclub, multiple saltwater aquariums, full basketball court that Jordan trained on, amongst other things.
Would you go? So Mike Tyson has a house in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Would you go spend a night at Tyson's house in Vegas?
I have a complicated relationship in my mind with Mike Tyson, so no.
How do you have a complicated relationship with a man you haven't met?
No, I'm saying like how I feel about Mike Tyson.
Well, I mean, he's also kind of, you know, redeemed himself.
Maybe, but there's a lot to redeem from.
And you're a big boxing fan.
I am.
How about Ali's house?
Yeah. But again, he was also, I mean, he wasn't like a flashy guy.
But he might have an unbelievable place.
You know where I'd go? He had a training facility in Deerfield, Pennsylvania. That's where I want to go.
Yeah. But that's like cabins and... You know, it's not really nice. It's pretty rustic.
But you're feeling the history of it. I mean, look, yes, everything that Jordan has there to, like, play with is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I would be more excited about just being, like, the history of everything that has happened in that house. Imagine the international celebrities that spend time with Jordan in that mansion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we were thinking about icons here.
Mm-hmm.
LordVapor_420.
Yeah, what's he saying?
He writes, Elvis.
Oh, Graceland.
Yeah, Graceland, I think, might be the one that...
Well, that's the most iconic. But you're also... You got to remember how small it actually is compared to what I thought it was going to look like.
Okay. You're disappointed in Graceland.
Well, weren't you when you saw it?
I never actually went to Graceland.
But it's very... Is that... Like, I kept thinking, because the way they show it on TV, it's just this vast area, and it's not. I mean, it's nice, but it's like 1950s nice. Sinatra's house. Are you kidding me at Palm Springs?
No, I hear
21
you.
21 Palms?
Yeah, it's good. He paid for all that money just talking over music.
How would that sound?
You suckers all bought it.
Well, if I open
I'm Frank Sinatra. I'm just talking while a guy plays an instrument. And for some reason, people think it's good. Every song sounds just like this.
Johnny Carson's house.
Shut up, man.
What?
We're talking icons.
What? Johnny Carson, is that an icon?
Compared to Michael Jordan, Elvis, Michael Jackson, Prince.
Jordan is the Johnny of basketball.
No, except he doesn't like to take. I can't say that on the radio, but Gallagher gave us a little secret.
You don't know what Jordan does.
God rest his soul. Yeah, no, you're right. All right, let's take a break. We are super late. Okay, don't write me. I don't want to argue about LeBron James and Michael Jordan on Instagram, Jake.
Well, also, like, LeBron moved around a lot, so it's not like he was in, like, one. I mean, I guess Cleveland, but I wonder how many homes he even owned in that span of time.
So he has one in Akron.
Yeah, he's got a house in Akron. Yeah. He's got a house in Los Angeles. Look, I think why Jordan's home is so iconic, he hit right at the right time.
Yeah.
He was flashy during his career. Like, you would see him driving Ferraris. He always had a cigar hanging out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Like, it was like,
he was cool.
And it was happening in America when, like, everybody was like, oh, there's money here. And this
everybody was flashing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a different kind of situation.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, let's take a break.
Mm-hmm.